Today is Thursday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. What to know about the new COVID-19 strain now confirmed in at least two states, and we'll tell you which area seems to be struggling the most as hospitals around the country are overwhelmed. Also, expect another challenge to the presidential election results, this time in Congress, what some Republican lawmakers say they plan to do next week and the potential impact of it. Plus, new plans for college bowl games. Amazon embraces podcasting even more with its latest big purchase. And we'll break down where and how to celebrate New Year's Eve tonight, despite the pandemic. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The U.S. now has two confirmed cases of that new, apparently more contagious COVID-19 strain. This latest one was reported in San Diego, California, more than 1,000 miles away from the first one near Denver, Colorado. The California case is a man in his 30s. The Colorado case is a man in his 20s. And officials say neither man has been traveling recently. So top experts say it's likely this new strain of the virus is already spreading all over the country. The good news is it still seems like this new strain is no more deadly than the first strain. The bad news is it seems to be 70% more contagious, so a lot more people could get infected. And that's especially concerning because hospitals are already overwhelmed. More than 125,000 COVID-19 patients are in American hospitals right now, and that's a pandemic record. The situation now seems to be the worst in California. At one Los Angeles hospital, five overflow tents outside the building have already been filled. So now staffers are having to set up gurneys in the hospital's gift shop, chapel, and conference room. And if it gets much worse, healthcare workers are going to have to start seriously considering rationing care. At this point, though, that's still a worst-case scenario hospitals are hoping to avoid. Of course, the ongoing vaccination efforts should hopefully help eventually, but it will likely take a while. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says it will probably be fall before the U.S. can really return to normal. So he says, keep your guard up for a while longer. Nashville police are facing some new criticism tied to the Christmas morning bombing. That's because the bomber's girlfriend apparently warned police he was making bombs in his RV nearly a year and a half ago. And yet officers never made direct contact with him or looked inside his RV. According to a police report, officers followed up on the warning by going to Anthony Warner's home and knocking on the door. But they did not have a warrant and couldn't see evidence of a crime from outside, so they left. Now, Nashville's police chief is defending his department, saying they did everything they could legally. Nashville police did also alert the FBI, and agents there say they also found no suspicious activity. Well, fast forward 16 months to Christmas morning, Warner parked that same RV in downtown Nashville with a bomb inside. He set off an explosion that hurt three people, destroyed one building, and damaged dozens more. Now, police are still investigating his motive. It looks like President-elect Joe Biden will have to get through another hurdle before taking office. Some Republicans say they'll be challenging the election results at the meeting next week when Congress is set to certify Electoral College votes. Usually, this meeting is just a formality, but not in 2021. This time around, Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri became the first senator to say he will object. He says he's worried about the allegations that, quote, some states, particularly Pennsylvania, failed to follow their own state election laws. Already, some lawsuits have claimed Pennsylvania used the coronavirus pandemic as an excuse to illegally change voting laws that skewed the results. But remember, most of those lawsuits have been tossed out by judges. Senator Hawley also pointed to the, quote, unprecedented efforts of mega corporations, including Facebook and Twitter, to interfere in the election. Though Facebook and Twitter insist they treat all speech equally and only put warnings on misinformation. Hawley won't object alone on January 6th either. Already a handful of House Republicans have said they'll also challenge the results. But what does this really mean? As Politico puts it, these expected challenges will have no bearing on the ultimate outcome of the election. But it will delay the certification of Biden's victory. It will force a debate and then a vote. But the challenge is bound to fail because Democrats hold the majority in the House, and many Senate Republicans have also recognized Biden's win, including Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. By the way, a new Congress will be in place by the time this meeting happens to certify the election results. Coming up on Sunday, January 3rd, all the newly elected members of the House and Senate will be sworn into office. We'll keep you updated in the new year. Much more news still ahead in this final episode of 2020. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Native. I believe reading labels is key. I do it with everything in order to make informed decisions, from the food I buy to the personal care products I use. And that's part of why I love my deodorant coming from Native. Native has ingredients you've heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. And since aluminum forms a plug in your sweat glands to keep you from sweating, I like that it's aluminum-free. And Native never uses ingredients like parabens, sulfates, or talc. It's vegan and never tested on animals. And still, Native keeps me smelling and feeling fresh all day long. My go-to favorite scent has continued to be coconut and vanilla, but I like every scent I've tried so far. They have more than 10 options, including rotating seasonals, which are super fun. Also, Native is risk-free to try. Every product comes with free shipping within the U.S., plus free 30-day returns and exchanges. So do what I did and make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or using the promo code newsworthy at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo, nativedeo.com/newsworthy, or use the code newsworthy at checkout for 20% off your first order. Now back to the news. College football kicks into high gear this week. Both the Rose Bowl and Sugar Bowl are set for tomorrow, New Year's Day. These bowl games are a huge deal in college football since they decide which two teams will play for the national championship title. The Rose Bowl is probably the most famous of the two. It's been an annual tradition since 1916, and the AP calls it the granddaddy of college football's postseason games. This year, number 1 Alabama will take on number 4 Notre Dame in the Rose Bowl. Usually the game happens in Pasadena, California, but this year it'll be at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium in Texas because of COVID-19 restrictions in California. If you want to watch, the Rose Bowl is set for 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Then later at 8 Eastern, the Sugar Bowl will start. This is when number 2 Clemson takes on number 3 Ohio State. The game is happening in New Orleans as usual, and about 3,000 fans will be allowed to attend. People can also watch it from home on ESPN. The winners of both these games will advance to the national championship game, which is set for January 11th in Miami Gardens, Florida. Ticketmaster is facing a multi-million dollar punishment for essentially hacking into a rival's network. The company has agreed to pay a $10 million fine to avoid prosecution. Of course, Ticketmaster sells tickets to all sorts of things like concerts and sporting events, but it apparently wanted to get an edge on its competition. The Verge reports Ticketmaster hired someone from its competitor called CrowdSurge and then used that person's old credentials, like usernames and passwords, to access the inner workings of CrowdSurge. This first came to light in 2017. That's when CrowdSurge, which had at that point merged with Songkick, sued for antitrust violations. But Ticketmaster is just now facing a fine from the U.S. Justice Department. Reuters reports the fine resolves criminal counts, including conspiracy and computer intrusion. Ticketmaster says the people who were involved in the scheme were fired, and it's happy to have the whole thing over with. Tech giant Amazon is buying the podcast company Wondery. If you're not familiar, Wondery is behind super popular titles like Dirty John, Dr. Death, and The Shrink Next Door. It was started in 2016, and 4 years later, it's now going to Amazon in a $300 million deal. Amazon already has a music subscription business and audiobook business, so analysts say this big buy in the podcasting space is a natural next step. Amazon is calling the acquisition a, quote, pivotal moment to expand. As for Wondery, it doesn't sound like too much will change for listeners after Amazon takes over. No word yet on when the deal will officially close. Apple has now pulled the plug on an app that promoted secret parties during the pandemic. The app was called Vibe Together, and it's been removed from the tech giant's app store. The Verge reports it was a hub for people to organize and attend underground parties that were largely kept secret. Until recently, it had flown pretty much under the radar. But it's been getting some backlash lately, with critics saying it promotes large indoor parties where the coronavirus could easily spread. Vibe Together apparently even promoted itself on TikTok, but it's now been banned on that platform as well. Though the company is pushing back, it says the app was designed for small get-togethers, not large parties, and that this has all been one big misunderstanding that's been blown out of proportion. The first meteor shower of 2021 is set to light up the night sky this weekend. It's called the Quadranted Meteor Shower, and NASA calls it one of the best every year. It'll be happening from Saturday to Sunday, and if the sky is clear, you might be able to spot between 60 and 200 meteors per hour. CBS News reports quadrantids are known for bright fireball meteors, too, so they have larger explosions of light and color. The shower is relatively short, though. It only lasts about 6 hours. In North America, the best time to view the natural show is in the pre-dawn hours of Sunday morning. All right, it's now time for Thing to Know Thursday. And this week, we're talking all about New Year's Eve celebrations happening tonight around the world to cap off an unprecedented year and how the festivities will look very different. But first, this episode is made possible thanks to 1010. You may have read about this in the New York Times or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it as well. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. So if you're making 2021 plans or are on the hunt for the perfect ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Now back to all things New Year's Eve. Usually, people ring in the new year with huge celebrations and huge crowds all around the world. But this year, it's not happening that way because of the pandemic. For example, in New York, the iconic New Year's Eve celebration will go on without an audience. Usually, more than a million people pack into Times Square shoulder to shoulder to see musical performances and watch the ball drop at midnight. But this year, they will not be allowed to gather at all. Instead, the event will be held virtually, and people will have to watch the performances and the ball drop on streaming or on TV. There will still be plenty of virtual entertainment, though. Some of the performers this year include Jennifer Lopez, Machine Gun Kelly, and Megan Thee Stallion. Also this year, frontline workers will be honored on the show as a thank you for all their efforts in 2020 and beyond. By the way, other countries around the world are also scaling back their major New Year's Eve festivals. For example, the Netherlands moved the national countdown from an Amsterdam park where anyone could show up to watch to an indoor soccer stadium where no spectators will be allowed. Rome also scrapped public concerts in favor of live-streamed performances. And Australia is banning people from gathering at Sydney Harbour for the annual fireworks show, although that will also be available to watch online. And by the time some of you are listening to this, it's probably already happened. And that's your thing to know today. All right, thank you so much for listening throughout 2020. We hope we helped you stay more informed and less overwhelmed in what has been a busy and challenging year. We look forward to bringing you the news again in 2021, and we're so grateful you've continued to make us part of your daily routine. We're actually off tomorrow and Saturday to ring in the new year and give our team a little break, but we'll be back with another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day, and we wish you a happy, healthy new year.